Hey everybody, Stu Smith here with another Tactical Fitness Report, and we have Adam LaRue on again, who is now officially my most featured guest on the Tactical Fitness Report. So thanks for coming on, Adam. If you guys don't remember, Adam was on with us. We did a two through and after about his journey from being a Merchant Marine Academy midshipman and into his Navy SEAL career, and now he runs a company called O2X, which is all about tactical fitness and human performance, and he's got some new updates on that, so we'll let him share that info with us. But I know you've had some big news this year, Adam, so how are things going over there in your world?
Good. Yeah, the biggest news that I have is I got a 10-day-old son now, so try to implement all those human performance pillars every day becomes more and more challenging. Now, I've always listened to our workshop leads and our specialists talk about the family component, and it's cool to kind of experience that firsthand now.
Well, also the sleep component that may be also challenging.
Yeah, no, for sure. You're trying to put a newborn into a routine, sleep. That's always a challenge. So I really appreciate that. And, it's taking some of those principles, but, quite honestly, like a lot of those principles of like habits and the mindset, setting the environment correctly, those things that we teach at O2X are definitely applicable when you're applying it to newborns and schedules and things like that. It's kind of interesting how it all works together.
Man, I would have never thought of that. That actually makes a lot of sense. So, hey, the second time you were on, we discussed a couple things. One, you had a book that came out, right? Human Performance for the Tactical Athletes. Great book there, O2X down there. And then you also, when you first started, correct me if I'm wrong, you were focused on a big majority of your business was working with active duty firefighters, but now you have a reserve component as well in the Army that is part of your contracting. How is all that working out?
Good. I think we started out, well, for one, even working a little bit in the special operations communities, some of those organizations, some of those units that are kind of remote that don't have access to human performance staff. We kind of started a little bit with them. We did work with early, some large fire departments, and we continue to work with a lot of fire departments, active fire departments around the country. Law enforcement has picked up quite a bit. So we're seeing a lot of need in law enforcement as far as a lot of the mental health stuff, a lot of the mental performance side. So we're seeing that. And then National Guard and active duty elements, like everything from like ACFT, but the readiness, resilience, and retention are like three big R's of like buzzwords you hear in military wide, but in particular, you hear it in the National Guard. So working with like 5,000-6,000 people with the soldiers, the Massachusetts Army National Guard, Air Force National Guard as well, and then just kind of blossoming, expanding on that. But a little bit on federal law enforcement, some other tactical, some more federal tactical units and stuff. So it's kind of pretty diverse within the tactical space now.
Nice. Hey, if you would, just give the listeners an idea of what O2X is.
Yeah, so O2X is a human performance education and training company. So we go in there, we look at the different tactical units, the demand that's on the unit, the occupational challenges, and we customize a program for them. The program, pillars, it's complete, it's holistic, sleep, nutrition, conditioning, resilience, stress management, everything from mental performance to movement, not just like the fitness component and preparing for your job, but it's about sustainability, longevity in mind. We put full-time people, full-time human performance specialists that are trained by O2X at different tactical units for program management or specialties. We customize workshop and in-person training. We do some screenings, and then we also have a virtual services to include a recently launched mobile app with a desktop portal that comes with that as well.
Nice. I imagine with times, in year 2020 with COVID, that is pretty much a standard operating procedure for you now, just with, you know, going virtual and training? How is that looking?
Yeah, so it's been interesting because clearly, I mean, you got to think of boot camps, right? Screening and selection and training programs. You know, you're not doing those virtually. So those, you know, some of the units and organizations we work with, we're a part of their academies. We're a part of their S&T programs that we're actually implementing that training. So that in-person training is still happening.
Nice.
National Guard, even during COVID, it wasn't initial early on, but towards the end, you know, to be able to implement safely and effectively training, we had to adapt quite a bit, but we're still putting some, you know, significant amount of workshops together. Even last week, we had a bunch of workshops in the DC area.
Nice. So with the app, what brought that about and how is that getting implemented into your system?
Yeah, you know, the app or anything virtually, and Stu, you understand this, is that, you know, you cannot be around somebody 24/7. You know, you're not there, you know, especially some of these organizations, or like say the National Guard, they might have 5,000 to 10,000 people. You look at a major, big, huge military units. You take the Army Reserve, is 190,000, you know, soldiers over 2,000 different locations. Like, you know, there is an element here that a dispersion, decentralized component that you have to be able to reach out and provide access and services, not only to your specialists and expertise, but you have to be able to give them resources. You know, during our time in the military, I felt like, man, we were gone all the time. We were gone training. And when we were home, it was like kind of an admin week to, you know, rejock the gear bags and then go back out and train and get ready for deployment. So there wasn't that much spent at a facility. So like kind of like the facility-based program is, you know, it was tough. We were gone all the time. We didn't have an area to report to, really. So having some sort of virtual service, that's where the idea came, because we needed something back there. We needed this specific programs on strength and conditioning, mental health, breathing, mental performance stuff, be able to get a yoga session, even track, you know, some nutrition, or be able to give some nutrition education. And then also most, you know, a big part of it is reach back support. How do you reach out and get back to, you know, some expertise while you're not next to them? You can't go face to face for a one-on-one consult session. So we wanted to provide something with that. So in between our in-person services and workshops and what our on-site specialists can do, we wanted to provide something virtual where it's at your fingertips when you wake up in the morning and when you go to bed at night.
Nice. I like that. So it sounds like you have created an answer or a solution to a typical problem. Right. So let's see what this app is all about. You can walk us through your app. I think we can share your screen up there and we can show everybody each step that you would recommend going through the app for your first time. Yeah. So how old is this app? Is it fairly new?
It's fairly new. You know, we're just launching. We just really launched the app now. We've always had an online portal, like a desktop version. And Stu, you remember the days where, you know, you can't bring your phones into the buildings and stuff.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
Overseas, and you can't access things because your app, you don't really have cell phone service while you're deployed or whatever. So, you know, it's not for everybody, but, you know, we still have that desktop portal. So we started with a desktop version.
Oh, nice.
That's tied to this. And it gives you more analytics. But it's, you know, if you want to look on your computer screen or laptop, you have that, which is unique that an app comes with a desktop version too.
Yeah, that's huge.
A little bit more unique, more programs. You can kind of go through a little bit. Yeah. You can see those analytics and that tracking over time. A few more features there.
Maybe I'm just old school, but I prefer the desktop.
It's nice to have it. I know when I'm sitting at my, you know, at the work computer and I got it up, but obviously now I would say, you know, so many people, depending on the unit that they're with, so many people go, especially these young soldiers, people training for new programming, you know, everyone's got their smartphone on them. A lot of people are not even using their computers to send emails. They're on their phone. So COVID was a perfect time to really accelerate that project sprint. We've been working on the app for you know, over a year now. And we probably, you know, we utilize, I'm super proud of the O2X team getting together, and we have a great tech team, great internal team. And we just, we ran hard at it and got this app up and running.
Yeah. You guys jammed on this thing. Yeah. Great videos in there. Why don't we show everybody what we're talking about?
And so for here, obviously you can go into, for people know, the App Store, type in O2X Human Performance. You can see the, you can open it right up. You can get right in. So our model is eat, sweat, and thrive. If you see up on the top of the screen, you have the apple, the barbell, and the mind, right? So eat, sweat, and thrive. But this is your homepage. So right below, you see that little house with the, you know, the little kind of the moon over it there. Mm-hmm. That is your homepage. That's what generates that every day. And Stu, this is your daily content. You can go in here and I'll walk through this, but every day you record your eat, you can record your eat habits if you want to kind of track how much water you're drinking, you know, your fruits and vegetables you're having for the day, and it maintains also, you know, your indulgences, things like that. Cause we don't necessarily realize sometimes, you know, the things that we're eating, say amount of caffeine you're having today or amount of alcoholic drinks per week, like, or per day, it just builds up. Like, am I eating, I'm not getting overly complex here. We're just wanting to keep it very simple and say, hey, we're just giving you a snapshot. But when we talk a lot about getting 1% better, this is just a snapshot for you to get to 1% better. It will, if you selected a workout program, there's over 100 workout programs in here that are customized to the different tactical jobs or just general physical preparedness. You know, just you want to get after a run program, 5K, there's things like that in there.
Nice.
So all your daily, if you subscribe to a program, this is your daily feed, right? And they also give you things that, you know, they might, you know, they might prompt you to, like, law enforcement academy prep, building a morning routine, or just help me find a sweat plan. I'm going to stroll through and I'm going to start on the, you know, I'll start here on the left side of the screen because I just want to showcase on the left side, there's the search button. I'm going to show you guys that in a minute, but I want to go here because I know a lot of the people that you work with, Stu, in particular, and a lot of people that are listening to this are preparing for some sort of PT assessment, or they have some annual PT assessment.
Yep.
You can see here, like FBI, Navy Dive, SWCC, SEAL. You have the O2, we have the O2X PFT, Navy, ACFTs, air consumption tests for firefighters, SOF, and goes through all these different screening programs.
Nice.
And I'll show you an example of one, like the ACFT, right? It tracks over time all the, you know, your scores on where you are, so you can track your progress. If you want to see what the PFT looks like, ACFT looks like, it tells you right here what it is, if you weren't sure.
Love it.
Then you can go here and you can see, hey, these are my 100-point values. Like, these are for heavy, you know, for the different standards, okay? So anything you want, your hand release push-ups, what's a passing score, how many points do I get? Everything's included here for all the different tests. Even that, nice. Remember the heavy jobs, significant jobs, and moderate jobs, it gives you those standard controls right there. So if you want to take the assessment, you go at the bottom and here you take that assessment. And it'll kick up and it'll tell you exactly how to prepare for the ACFT and what you're doing, so you make sure that you're doing the right standard.
Nice.
So, you know, for example, the 3 rep max deadlift, you know, 300 pounds, then it moves to standing power throw. How many meters did you do? Okay, 15 meters. You know, hand release push-ups. Okay, I did 45. Duration of the, you know, sprint drag carry, 230. You know, leg tuck, I did 20. You can go through and enter all your scores. 2 mile run time, I'll put your run times too, 12 minutes. And then it basically, so it records. So it tallies up your score for you. See that, Stu?
Yeah.
And what your standard is, significant jobs. Okay, you might not be at the score of a heavy job or, you know, passing for that, but this is what you could do. And it tracks this over time, so you can finish this. So I know there's a lot of SEAL candidates here. We also have this HP assessment. This is a general, we call it the Myers-Briggs of Human Performance. So you go through it. And it asks you a bunch of questions and it generates a score. how many meals you eat on average per day. You know, you can go through and click these things. Does it have a right blend of carbohydrates? It goes through specifically, it goes through eat, sweat, and thrive, even down to stress and sleep, and it generates a score for you. Just to give you an average, some of the, you know, the top athletes, the Olympic athletes we work with, and some of the top special operation and pro sport teams, those HP assessment scores are over 90 usually.
Nice.
But you'd be, it's always be surprised, you know, you go through and you're like, wow, I didn't really think a lot, but it generates a report to give you some insight about yourself, how to make those 1% improvements. I know the SEAL PST is a big one. You know, you can go through, and it's not going to, you know, take you through the swim, but you know, you can go through and add all those scores. Yep. And you can see where, you know, where you fall out, see what the standard, see what the standards are, the badges, same thing for each one. So that's just like a cool little feature for you to take. We keep adding to these, but we have pretty most of the big ones on there, most of the big PT scores. You know, we have obviously your daily eat, sweat, thrive. I'll go take you through something in the beginning. We define a sweat plan, go up here to the top. And, you know, we know, Stu, that there's a lot of people that just like to just do a general workout every day. They don't like having a plan. They just like going in. So it was very important for us to have this generate a workout button in there, or help me find a plan. Just to give you insight, explore plans. You could see all these plans, training cadre, SWAT operator, SCBA, dive school prep, you know, the original plans and straight tactical athlete programs. You can go through and pick this if you want to explore plans. Or you can go help me find a plan, and you want to get one very customized to you. So here it's, hey, I'm looking to like get bigger. Let's, you know, improve all overall endurance. Okay. I want to improve all our endurance. What's your current level of fitness? Say, I'm in good shape. How long you've been training consistently for? Okay. Maybe I've been training, you know, 1 to 3 years, 3 to 5. What do you want to train with? Because obviously having the right equipment is important, because we don't have, I don't want to give you a program that doesn't give you the right equipment. So, yep. You know, what, how do you want to train equipment? I don't want, let's see, I want to do barbells, maybe dumbbells and kettlebells. That's what I got to my plan. Short and sweet, intermediate, long sessions, I mix it up. And what am I looking to do? Maybe I'm a soft operator. Okay. So what it does, depending on what profession you're in, we've already pre-selected what it requires for you to do, right? And Sue, nice. We talked about the demands, low duration, long duration, low intensity work, moderate duration, short duration, high intensity, carrying heavy equipment, running, swimming, rucking, all those things. So you click through on the next, and what it does, it generates program, a custom program for you, right? So you can go through a custom program. Obviously, we know what SFAS program, Special Forces Green Beret selection, and it tells you who created the program. So this is a 13-week program. Matt is one of our strength and conditioning coaches. And then if you you can click preview to see if you, you know, are liking the program, if this is something you want to do, you can see generally what this program schedule looks like before you commit to it. And then you can save it, share it. You can rate the program at the end, and then you can, this would be when you select this program, this will be the program that gets put into your feed every single day. Oh. So when you wake up in the morning and you're back at the homepage, you can go back to this homepage. This is your workout that's going to pop in your homepage every morning.
Cool.
If you would rather wake up and just generate a workout, once again, the filter being very important. We were just talking before the call about COVID and how people are working out for home. So, you know, body weight only, right? You can see at the bottom over 160 body weight program, workout program.
Nice.
Programs, workouts. But if we wanted to look something specific, we might have kettlebells, I have a sandbag, resistance bands, and bench, right? And I want to go through medium, let's say, you know, intermediate difficulty, I have 184 workouts available. Okay. So that is something that you can utilize to generate a workout and you can see all these available workouts that are here. It'll pop up. There's a lot. I just selected 648 of these workouts that will pop up and, you know, that are there. And then you can go through each individual one. There you go. Just a lot there. 696 available workouts, right?
Yeah.
We try to get creative with the names. Here, you'll see some funny things up here, some things in the in the tactical community that are like downrange, right? So what's downrange? Here's the workout. In O2X, we talk about the prepare, sweat, recover. The prepare being that warm-up, that prehabilitation. So you got the prepare in there. You got the recover, that's the foam rolling. That's the static stretching for proper recovery. And then you got the sweat. So you go in here, at the top, you got the regenerate. So you can click regenerate. It gives you a new workout right away. Mm-hmm. So if you want to just keep scrolling through, like, actually, I don't want to do that one. I keep going through, and then you can save it. But if you go to start workout, here it is. And you can put your finger. What I'm doing right now is I'm putting my finger on the screen and it slows it down. So I'm doing a warm up, little 5 minute run, going into planks. And then if I want to slow it down, I'm looking at form, put my finger on it, and then say, hey, listen, I did my warm up already. I want to jump right to the sweat program. So I go right to sweat. And it says 4 sets, 1 rep, 20 meters, farmer's carry. Going on to my next one. Going through just a set of workout. And then it takes you to your recover. So once the workout is finished, you're going through your recover. Go through that. And at the end, you click end workout, which is that bottom left button. You end the workout. And this is a cool function here that you can click challenge. And I can create a team with a bunch of people that are in the app, and I can actually challenge them to this workout and see if they're going to do it. And then we can kind of, give each other the thumbs up or a fist bump or something like that. What I really like is this function is the save list. This is like, if anyone's had Spotify before, when you have that and you want to save a song, one of your favorite songs, be like, hey, I really love this. I want to save this to my kettlebell dumbbell workout. Now it's saved. Okay. And even share. I can go through and I can share this on social media.
Nice.
If I wanted to go back to the workout generator and go back out, or once again, now that's the functionality of the, you know, the programming. So you can explore plans, generate a workout, help me find a plan. At the top right is the thrive. So this is the sleep. We were just talking about that. If we wanted to go through a sleep program, goes through some restful,
let all control of the breath,
yoga nidra, help you go to sleep. If you want some white noise, we can kind of keep adding time if we wanted to. We can go, this is perfect. For breathing, going through and breathing, you can set the time on this. Inhales and exhales help you on your breathing. We know how that's important. Meditate, we can do, obviously there's been a lot about meditation. Big part of our program is like the thrive, everything neck up when we talk about thrive, sleep, stress management, recovery, also mental performance, getting up ahead of it. So you can go through and get all this in the meditation. We put yoga in there, and then you can also explore plans and help me find a plan, right? So you can go all the way through and you can breathing 1 minute at a time, different types of programs. It might be something on journaling. It might be something for breathing. It might be a meditation plan. It might be a yoga practice, something that you help someone find a plan. So you can go to like the search button back on the left here, and you can go into any of these things. If you want to go back to thrive, and if I put in breathe, say breathe here, and I'm going into, let's say, beginner. See all these programs that are here. Breathing, these are different breathing programs. Building a morning routine. Must, could, should, creating list to prioritize.
Love it.
things on gratitude, journaling, personal action plans. These are all programs. These are things too that is going to be in that daily feed if you select it. Or you can do these as one-offs, being like, you know what, let me try one of these things. Let me explore breathing a little bit more. So that is exploring the sweat plans, exploring the thrive component, and then going into eat. So the eat component here is that has a ton of, let's say, nutrition, anything nutrition, we call it eat. It's like nutrition, energy management. Also, we include hydration in that as well. So, you know, you can find a bunch of, you know, bunch of recipes in here. Going back to the homepage, recording your eat habits. This is something that's prompted every day. Do you drink water when you wake up? Yes. How many ounces did you have of water? All right, in the last 24 hours. So it's kind of like a little retroactive. I had 64 ounces of water. How many indulgences? Okay, I had a bowl of ice cream last night. how many servings of fruit did you consume in a day? Some people might not know the serving sizes, but generally speaking, like, you know, we're just trying to get people in the ballpark, not be overly complicated. How many servings of vegetables that I have? Did I drink caffeine after 2 p.m.? That's going to potentially impact my sleep. How many caffeinated drinks did I have in the last 24 hours? Alcoholic drinks in a day? Did you plan your caloric intake based on your activity level? Stu, you know this, so you got to fuel for the activity level you're doing. Is it a rest and recovery day? Is it something that was a pretty tough, you know, one of the training programs that, you know, that's for Bud's Prep. Is it some long, you know, long duration rucks, right? Did you plan your caloric intake based on what you had? How many calories did you consume? People might not know that, but you say, all right, maybe around 2000 calories. I need to explore this a little bit. What was my energy level? And what's my gain weight, maintain weight, lose weight? Click next. And then it gives you a score, how you did, right? So how many ounces of water did I have? You know, it gives you like the green, yellow, red, like the stop chart a little bit.
Yeah.
And just see how you're doing. You could go down to the bottom here, where that little person on the bottom right, and you can click on, why is my score keeping up coming up yellow? Well, maybe I'm drinking 66 ounces of water per day, but if I weigh 160 pounds and based on my activity level, we know it could be roughly like, you know, roughly 50% of your body weight.
Yeah.
You know, your body weight times 0.66 maybe is another calculation, but I'm in the yellow, but I need to maybe improve in other areas. It also measures your sweat and also your thrive as well. So this is your daily log that you can expand and contract. You can look into your previous performance. What I did on Sunday, I recorded my eat habits, and I also did two workouts on the workout generator. So it's a good little logbook, not getting overly complex.
Nice.
You know, so that's, you know, more or less the outfit, you know, we're looking at, you know, the full functionality here. If I type in, you know, apples and then I look at desserts, let's say it's around Thanksgiving time. I'm looking for a healthy dessert. You know, I go to Stuff Apple Crisp.
Man, this thing is thorough.
Go through the. Take you through the prep. It, below it gives you the full directions and what to do. And obviously, you can do the same thing with this. You can see there's a little save button. I want to save it to a list or create a new list for desserts. And then it kind of gets you back to the front there. One function that I didn't talk about is this bottom right is the last thing I'll cover, Stu.
Yeah.
So I covered the teams. You know, sometimes I've seen for accountability purposes, a company commander, platoon sergeant, you know, maybe someone who's not passing PT tests, you need to organize your members in a team for accountability to see what people are doing. This is a great way to do it. This is, you can put all your team members here. You can see what people are doing. You can encourage them along the way. You know, I can see what somebody in my team, they log the Thrive exercise. I can give them a fist bump, you know, and say, hey, great job. I can challenge people to different one. I can create new teams here. Ask an expert is an incredible feature. This is the reach back support for our specialists. So we have a number of specialists that provide answers to these questions, right? People that are screened, selected by O2X. So you can type an E question in here, type in, what's the deal with Himalayan sea salt? That comes up a lot, actually. Should I be taking it? When should I fuel? I'm tired for tactical athletes. I'm tired at mid shift, right? I'm tired mid shift. What can I do? What can I do to increase energy, right? So I go here. Maybe I think that doesn't matter. We'll filter it for you in the right way. Maybe I'll put the general being a sleep energy level thing. It could be eat, it could be a thrive. Then you submit it. You have successfully submitted a question. One of our experts will contact you shortly, and we will get you an answer on that.
Wow.
So Stu, there's definitely a bunch more about the programs. There's definitely a bunch more about the workouts. We can go through the HP assessments, the O2X PT test. The bottom line is, if you're training for within anything in the tactical community, you'd be able to find something here for you. Or if you're an everyday athlete, you're a corporate athlete, you're someone that's going in and just looking to train like one, or looking to follow a pretty regimented program, or you're looking to, select workouts from, true experts, people like yourself, Stu, that are out there, that do this for a living. That's really important for us. I look through the lens that I would look at selecting a specialist and having people involved in our organization. I would never put anybody in front of anybody in front of you that I wouldn't put in front of my own SEAL troop, my own SEAL. Right. That's just the standard quality, in the tactical space, that this job is it's not wins or losses. It's a long career. There's a lot of things that can happen being physically, mentally, emotionally dialed in. And to be able to get that 1% better every day and to finish your career strong as you started, it takes a lot of work and it takes guidance and support. And so we take that pretty seriously.
Man, that's so impressive. That is a lot more thorough than I thought it was. I mean, that is so versatile that I am really excited. I got this thing now of mine, and I am looking forward to playing with this thing.
Get your CLPST scores in there.
Still. Yeah, I got to get those up. All right. Hey, can you stop sharing screen? There we go. Cool. You can make me host again, and let's wrap this thing up, man. Tell me this. When I look at this thing, that was a lot you went through, right? For someone who is a little intimidated by just starting a new exercise plan, what advice would you give them to just get started moving with this app as a guide?
Yeah. I would say I would go right in and I would take it like one step at a time and get and explore a lot of the programs, go to explore programs, select beginner, and then look at all the beginner programs and click through each one, see who developed it, see what's preparing for you, and check the preview function of it. See, are these exercises above my training age or not? Is this something that seems very complex for me? This is more intimidating for me that I don't do these movements or I don't have this equipment. And if that's the case, you will find something in there for you. If you, a lot of people here at O2X too, are just like to wake up and, be surprised by their workout, try something different, keep it entertaining, ask people, you talk about the aging athlete all the time, as we get older and older, keeping it fun is important. Yes. We want to make sure that we're having a good time with our programming, we're doing what's right, but we want to have it science and evidence-based. We don't want to get hurt. We want to continue to PT as long as we possibly can. we may go to the workout generator and click beginner. And also, especially right now, body weight. You talk about periodization. For beginners, body weight is an incredible spot to start at.
Oh, absolutely.
I think, you know, for a year before I went to Buds, outside weighted pull-ups and weighted dips, all I did was body weight training. It was just a ton of body weight training. Now, you know, I know, you know, you can get, you know, really fit doing body weight. And it's great, especially after a 12-week strength training program where you're doing a lot of heavy barbell work. It's nice to deload.
Oh, absolutely.
Get into some body weight training. It's functional. A lot of the tactical athletes we work with, they're on the road a lot. It's great for hotel rooms. It's great for small spaces. It's great for COVID.
Yeah.
You can't leave and you don't have equipment and all the equipment suppliers are sold out of equipment. You know, there's great when you're working, you're going overseas and you're in an area where it's like a non-permissive environment or you're not really going out and running around town. There's just so many different opportunities. There's something for everyone in here. And we're just really getting started on that app. You know, the good thing is we have, you know, 200 plus specialists and we're constantly adding new programs and content. And the tactical athletes the feedback that we're getting from the tactical athletes has been great. So people want to see something, you know, we look to implement it. I know one thing that come up all the time is does it integrate with my wearable, right? Those things are coming in the future. They will. That's something that, you know, we are, you know, clearly we're moving in that direction, but also we want to make sure we keep it really simple. Because sometimes you understand, Stu, it's like, you know, we can get complex on nutrition. We can get complex on training or mental performance where it becomes incredibly confusing for people and they don't even know where to start. You're like, I should sleep more. I need to breathe. I need to drink more water. I need to fuel properly. What there's so many different nutrition programs that I should do. And then like what strength and conditioning, I'm just going to train as hard as I possibly can and crush myself every day. We know that that's just going to frustrate people and it's not going to help people stick with programs. And that's what we're here to do. Keep it simple. Yeah. We talk about that 1%. Just improve by 1% in small little portions every day, make a huge difference at the end of the year.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, that 1% better every day than you were the day before. Yeah, that adds up. And you will change your life if you do that. In 1 year's time, it's life changing, right? You will not be the same person if you follow that philosophy. So tell me this, let's finish off with, I want you to just kind of I'm putting you on the spot a little bit, but we all have something that comes to mind as this is one of my proudest moments in O2X because of this story. You know, what is that story that just pops in your head right off the bat of a story of a firefighter or an active duty army guy or reservist or, you know, someone who's changed their life, you know, for the better, you know, what is that one story that has impacted you personally that made you realize you're on the right mission?
Yeah. It was pretty early in our time at O2X. I think in all these different stories of people pulling you aside, there's a former Green Beret, you know, E9 actually is he's a Boston firefighter. And we've been working hard with Boston Fire, you know, for a long time at this point. And we've had, you know, a lot of success, but he pulls me aside. He's like, hey man, this program O2X these guys won't ever notice. Sometimes they might not correlate it to you, but you guys are saving the lives of firefighters here. He's like, these guys, the cardiac disease, the cancer, the mental health. He's like, you know, you guys are running these workshops and you're helpless, but you know, you guys are doing your duty here and impacting the department and you're saving the lives of these guys. And they had nothing before. They had no direction to go before. And there's a lot of occupational related challenges there. I think more recently, Stu, if I can add a second story.
Sure.
What I expected that is because the guy was a Green Beret and an E9 Green Beret is not going to tell you something that is not,
him, that's authentic.
Yeah, that is really authentic. You know, more recently, we have worked with 100 soldiers from the Massachusetts Army National Guard that were either PT failures or outside body, you know, the body fat standards. and that were in a risk of losing their jobs. And we asked them at the beginning of the workshop, like, what's your motivation here? You know, there's guys that worked and were on the front lines of COVID that were not eligible for an award because they were not within regulations. They're not within regs. You know, that's, you know, they can't get promoted. They can't, you know, get, you know, they are not getting bonuses. They can't support their families. They're going to get discharged from the military. There's a lot of things here. And, you know, we took over a 60-day period. You know, we got about 20 of those people off of, you know, those flags, and that were in risk of, you know, being kicked out of the Army within a 60-day period, got kicked out of the Army and being like, you know, now I'm here, now I'm eligible, now I'm off flags. The first time I passed the PT test since really the beginning. It's jump-starting, kicking my butt here, physically, mentally, emotionally, knowing that there's all facets of this. And it's also helping me in my personal life. So more recently, working with the National Guards, and then of course, on the flip side, there's the guys that are going to SF training that are like, you've helped me become a savage, and I'm going out there, and I can't wait to crush training, crush selection.
Yeah, I know. I think, you know, as a trainer myself and coach, you know, I enjoy both ends of that spectrum as well. You know, when you get the guy who's got to lose 80 pounds or he doesn't even qualify to serve in the military, like trying to join the military, a recruiter says, no way, you come back when you're 80 pounds lighter with no direction. Right. And then you get that young man or woman ready to serve and they go serve. That is probably one of the most rewarding things I do, though on the other spectrum of the other side of the spectrum, you know, helping, like you said, you know, somebody crush whatever fitness test and whatever selection program they are about to endure. That is rewarding as well. But I have to say, you know, coming from the spec ops side ourselves, you know, seeing that life change on that beginner side of the spectrum is something that it not only is rewarding, it really touches your heart in a way that that the harder guys on the spectrum do not. You know what I mean? It's hard to kind of articulate that.
I'm looking forward to the time where, you know, those guys that had trouble with like maintaining body weight or and with advice, they're the ones that are persevered through to that top, those elite military units who are like, hey, this is where I was before.
Yeah.
I just need the guidance and direction. This is where I'm at. So there's, you know, it's just such a wide. So you don't kind of give up on anybody.
Yep.
You know, obviously just taking care, providing the right training and education there, and it's love. We love seeing people be successful too. It makes us happy. You know, one of the, you know, the best compliments we get from some of the, you know, units and organizations we work with, be like, you guys just seem happy. You know, there seems like your specialists are all happy. Everyone's excited about. Couldn't say enough about the O2X team and the training and the specialists that are out there. They're just excited about and eager to provide knowledge and education and to see people do well and be successful. I think we need a lot of that out there right now. And, you know, just proud of the team. And Stu, I can't thank you enough. As always say, you know, I mean, you know, what it was like probably 18 years ago. Maybe before that, it was maybe a lot longer. It was probably 20 years ago. I jumped in the pool with you and say, we're training. So thanks for the, you know, obviously thanks training. You're still doing it now. You did it before that I was going through, and then you're still getting after, you're still helping a lot of people out there, and that's honorable.
Well, thank you very much. I enjoy it, you know, and you know, these young guys and gals, you know, really do give me hope for the future, you know. And as a coach, it's also rewarding as well. And I will say, this is probably the most versatile app I've ever seen with regard to any fitness type program, let alone a tactical fitness type program, because it's two different animals. You know, Nike could come up with a great athlete fitness app, but it doesn't have half of what the tactical athlete needs.
Nike doesn't know what tactical athletes do.
No, not at all.
So, you know, to understand the job, to be there, to have specialists that have trained them, and to have people that have lived the job, that have done it, and we get that feedback. And you're, you know, putting, training 10, 15, 20,000 tactical athletes a year. Well, you're learning a lot.
Oh, yeah.
Getting a lot about every job specific, selection and training demands, injuries, all that. So it's, I appreciate that feedback, Stu. It means a lot.
Oh, no problem, man. So what's next for O2X? What do you see the next challenge coming up for you as a, or I shouldn't say a challenge, opportunity?
I think readiness and preparation, you know, finish the year strong. We have a, you know, a really busy 2021, tons of workshops, ton of outrolls within, you know, the different tactical units, bigger expansion into National Guard and Mass, the Army National Guard and Air Force National Guard. So yeah, a lot of expansion there, and to really just focus on the quality of our program and just crush the end of the year and dominate, you know, dominate 2021. That's where we want to be.
I love it. I love it. That's the way to go, man. And so people are interested in O2X. Where do they go?
We try to keep the website up to date. So O2X, like optimized to the X, like O2X.com. And then they can get the app on the App Store. Yeah, so that's the App Store. They can just type in O2X.
Yeah, it's real easy. That's what I did. I typed in O2X and downloaded that thing. So yeah, I'm excited to play with that.
You got the podcast now, Stu. You know, you've inspired us to go that
You do have a podcast?
We have a podcast. Yeah, we just started. We're 7 or 8 episodes in, and you'll be on it soon.
Oh, please, please. I'd love to. Yeah, absolutely. You guys are a class act, man. I'm really impressed by what you guys are able to do for a community that needs it. You know, the tactical community needs the type of education you guys are putting out. So bravo.
Thank you, Stu. Thanks.
All right. Okay. So until next time, folks, this is Stu Smith signing off with the Tactical Fitness Report. Thank you so much, Adam, for joining us, and we'll do this again.
Yeah. Looking forward, Stu. Thanks again.
Thank you.